Welcome, Patreon supporters, to your official spoiler cast of Netflix original The Punisher.
Season 2.
Okay. I'm just going to put it out there. This was rough.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
This was rough.
You're out of your mind.
I watched all of it. I'll say that. I did watch all of this. This was rough.
I'm going to put this out there right now. I have not watched the last episode and a half. I can talk everything up until the middle of episode 12. And that is all I will say. I will reserve my opinion until I feel like it.
Now, Josh, I know you're the complete opposite of us, which is what I was hoping for and was expecting. I, from what I could tell, I think you've even watched this. You're starting your second time, right?
So I watched season 2 over a couple days. And then there was nothing else I wanted to watch, so I went back and watched season 1.
Ah, so good.
And then season 2 again. I like it more than Daredevil.
Whoa.
That's bold.
You are crazy.
The series,
I want to go that far.
I like the series as a whole
right
better than I like Daredevil. I feel like the character is more honest, not just with the world, but with himself.
Sure.
I feel like there's real growth and not like sort of milling about indecision. That's the thing about Frank is he doesn't waver.
I'm going to disagree on that one.
He goes in a direction. I'm not talking about freezing on Billy. That's different.
I'm not talking about that either.
He moves. That dude just moves forward.
So that's what I loved about season one, right? Was the thing with season one was, Here's Frank Castle. Here's his end goal, right? They're on two opposite ends. In the middle is all this other BS, and his job is, I don't care. I'm going to plow right through that. I'm not going to take any names. I'm just going to kill everybody, right? I'm just going to destroy, and I'm going to get to my end goal, and what I'm going to do, brutally murder that fuck, right? Like, it just comes down to an aggressive, yeah, and it's just a train the whole time. It's unstoppable, right? This season, not so much.
That kid changed him, dude.
I mean, sure.
No, that was an evolution. It was amazing.
Okay,
but
there,
once
there was a,
but once he look, once he started listening to her, he committed to it.
There was I agree, but he wavered, and we can disagree on that. That's fine. The thing that really pushed me over the edge was when he got the Russian guy out in the middle of nowhere, shotgun to his chest. And he was about to murder him, and he goes, "Oh, shoot me in the chest because of my kids." And he's like, "Oh, well, you got kids." And all I could think about was, "Save Martha." I was like, "Why are we? Why
it wasn't that? It
why
wasn't
didn't
that
you just shoot this guy in the fucking chest? Why? Why didn't you just kill this guy? You're the Punisher, not the Intimidator. You're the Punisher. Punish him
for what?"
For being the head of a murdering organization who literally just tried to kill him in a gym that he just killed 6 or 7 guys. He's the guy at the end of it for that obstacle. In season 1, Frank Castle would just murder that guy. Why not murder him in season 2?
He was going to die either way.
Of what? Old age?
Frank didn't know that, though.
Of course Frank knew that. Of course Frank,
Frank
knew
Frank
that.
Frank had no idea. He had no idea what he's getting in the middle of. And here's the... All right, I'm ready to share my opinion now. This series has had some really great moments,
yes,
surrounded by a bunch of trash that I just did not care for.
I agree.
There is no reason for Frank to get involved into this issue. Just right off the bat, within the first two episodes, there's no reason for Frank to get involved, and there's no connection with this person. Why he cares so much about this girl? There's no reason that he has this connection with this girl.
I will not go that far.
I'm in the middle of it right now, and I'm still scratching my head as to why does he care so much. But throw that out the window and just say he wants to do the right thing.
Because she's a year older than his daughter would be.
Yes.
He immediately drops it 4 episodes in as soon as we start hearing about Billy escaping and shit. Just drops it. That entire storyline is abandoned for 8 episodes until episode 11.
Yeah, that's not true.
That is true.
That's not true.
He does nothing to further protect that girl except keep
fighting,
her in the trailer.
He's fighting two wars simultaneously.
And that's the problem with this season. There's two different storylines happening. One I care about, one I don't give a shit about. And it just it's too divided. It literally gets to the point where they start picking up with the John Bishop story, and I'm like, what were we doing with this again? I had to like legitimately try to remember what was the last thing we were doing, why he was going to the senator's house. Oh yeah, because 8 episodes ago they found out that the roll of film the girl had was of that senator.
You're exaggerating the episode count, but all
right. It's seven. It's from episode 4 until episode 11.
I understand your opinion. I just disagree.
I actually have a question for you, and I'm curious if you agree with this choice, Josh. And I'm not saying if you do, it changes my opinion about anything. I'm curious about how you feel about a choice that they made in the show. When Frank and it's Amy, right? Is that her name? Amy?
Yes.
Okay. When Frank and Amy show up in the city and they go to that fucking disgusting place to get the pictures developed, right?
Yeah.
They need to. I get that. Frank Castle being a father, and you and I both being dads, and you get the moment to murder that guy. Why not? Why not murder that guy? He's facilitating some of the darkest shit in the world.
She asked him not to. Look, that for whatever reason, right? They wrote some. God, don't you guys see? Like, it's a little bit of salvation for Frank.
It's not congruent with the character that we left off in season
Listen,
one.
Listen, it's an evolution of the character.
There is
we left
no
off in
reason
season
for
one.
That evolution,
Why
though?
Why not?
Because the way we left that character at the end of season one is I will murder
and,
people like
and
this.
He's still saying he'll do that, but this, so you can't, he's healing just a little bit of himself so that he can go and look, the end of the thing, he murders a bunch of teenagers.
Yeah.
So, oh, sorry, you haven't seen it. He's going to murder a bunch of teenagers.
They deserved it, so I'm cool with it.
And sure, but he's not, it's not a departure. He's healing his own wounds so that he can pursue this. And he's been very clear with everybody that he's going to be by himself forever. And that's the life he chose.
Right.
Let me be very clear before we go too far down the rabbit hole.
So I'm there okay with him closing the painful loop of his daughter. I'm okay.
Yes, that I did acknowledge, appreciate, and know that that's why he was so attached to Amy, right? So Brian asked what I mean. You asked why is he so attached to that girl? Josh kind of said earlier, but we were all talking. Say what you said, Josh. Say what you said because you're one.
She's a year older than his daughter,
and that is why. So I asked him. I just asked Josh why
and
didn't
like
he kill the
like
guy?
In one of the first conversations he had with Amy, she said you should let her live.
Right.
You should let her live in your head. Do stuff.
Yeah. I will say I was annoyed when Amy kept bringing up his daughter and his family to the point where, like, you can see Frank is visibly upset about this. Like, ease up. And she just keeps going. Like, okay, honey.
She made
the point of saying, hey, remember
maturity,
them.
Dude. She's a 16-year-old.
I know,
come on.
But just like, I thought
it was a great character.
I thought it was so cringy. But here's the thing. I didn't like her character or enjoy her character till way later in the series. Like when they were in that small town, that sheriff's office, I was like, I don't like this character yet.
She's just a con artist.
I know, but she's not like she's demonstrating that she's really good at it, right? They're like,
yeah,
here's your rap sheet and here's all your nine names, and you're like, oh shit, this isn't just like a small time like.
No, she's a
con artist. This is like a person who goes from state to state conning. Like, oh my god, she's really good at this. But I never see anything that proves that she's really good at this besides them showing me the alibis. Like she's actually not a good con artist. She's dressed up as a girl to be exploited, and
that scene,
doesn't take any
talent. No. The scene where she left where did she leave? She left the place
and then turned
into a schoolgirl.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Well, that's a practice con.
That sounds like something Frank could have taught her, not something that she had.
You can't make the moves that smoothly. You can't blend into a crowd like that. You can't be that practiced without being practiced. The three card Monty thing should also illuminate that for you.
But that's a, but she said that's a simple trick.
It's a simple sleight of hand. Can you do it? I can't do it.
No, but I'm also not a world renowned
practiced con artist.
Practice, right? I was saying the level of con artist.
She's not
artist
world renowned. She's a practiced street tough. You know what I mean?
Right. But that's the thing. There's a difference between a street con artist and a person who can just hold their own with a three card Monty in New York. And a person
that's
who
a street,
is so
that's
good,
street, that's a street con.
You're right. And a person who's so good that they can create multiple personas spanning states and getting to themselves to the point where now they're at a international crime organization that's hunting after them because they took photos. It's a stretch. I'm not saying it's impossible.
No, that's her boss.
I just didn't understand
that's her,
it. Right,
that's
I know.
Her boss.
I just didn't understand how she could go from three car Monty
because,
to that.
Because Fiona is
right.
That person.
But what I'm saying was the show did a rather poor job of making me believe and understand that.
I don't see how, but okay.
Okay, it just that's where I get off.
Watch
I
it
will,
again.
I will say this. Out of all the stuff I'm negatively saying about the show, the things that I absolutely just were knockout and fantastic, no pun intended, were all the fight scenes. The fight choreography, the cinematography, the shots, that elevator fight.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculously awesome, right? Just so good.
Yeah.
That I can't deny any of the action. It's brutal. My wife was turning away several times. It's
very brutal.
In your face, just what we loved about Punisher, right? What we liked about Daredevil was the realism that comes with those environments. People get hurt and fucked up and they're scarred for a long time. So I will give the show the proper credit of all the action sequences, all of them, even Madani fighting the doctor, freaking good. I enjoyed that immensely, but I wasn't a fan of the characters and the stories in this season.
I don't like you.
When we talked about the trailer, Brian brought up the fact that the actor playing Billy Russo, whose name escapes me, so I'm sorry, you know, rather handsome dude, that you're probably not just going to shove this guy in the mask the whole time, right? You got to show off his face a bit, right? And since he's rather handsome, we'll just have to deal with that. But when he took off the mask and we finally got to see how screwed up his face was, I was really...
It wasn't all that screwed up.
It wasn't
yeah,
all that
I
screwed
mean,
up. That really pissed me off.
There was more detail in there. Like, if you really stop and look at the scars, they're pretty complex.
Very defined, yeah. Great, a great makeup job for those scars. Just not
but
scary.
But, like, Jigsaw looked like a Jigsaw. You know what I mean? Like
yeah, he was like a really weird, like Two-Face-esque kind of level of messed up face. I don't know. I didn't find Billy's arc very good either in this.
Man,
I didn't care.
Full of hatery, Brian.
I did not connect with the season, and I wish I did. I didn't.
I liked some of the Billy stuff, but dude, like. There's so much time spent on him having these lost memories and things. Like, I don't care. Like, we never get to see the Billy that we got to see at the end of season one. Like, briefly at the end of season one, who was, like, sadistic and manipulative. Like, he's legitimately crying and screaming, like, 90% of the time. And I do not give a shit about Dr. Riggs. Like, that entire relationship just is beyond me. I don't care. I want to see Jigsaw fight Frank, and it took way too long to get there. And then when we got there, we broke it up a little bit, and then they went their separate ways. And then
are you guys both like you're not hanging out with the Punisher, and you're not taking him out for soda pop and popcorn because you know at the end of the summer he's leaving forever and you're never going to see him again? Like, is that what we're talking about now? You're not going to your Aunt Nellie's house to pet the dog because the dog has hip dysplasia and he's not going to be around forever. So you're not going to go pet the fucking dog.
I'll be honest. That may factor into the way I perceive this. I
think that's what it is.
I really tried to come in with it more, but...
I can tell you honestly, it did not factor into it.
No, Brian is the completely unbiased critic.
Yeah. It's not unbiased. It's just that how I feel. I found myself bored with a lot of this series.
God,
it was and
that is a mischaracterization.
It was boring.
Nope.
It took 2.5 episodes to get started.
Nope.
And then it got boring in the middle.
More nope.
And then it got exciting like right around episode 7, and then it. Talking heads again, like there was, it didn't feel as quickly paced as the first season.
I hate has nothing all to do the with the fact
it has saying. Nothing to do with the fact that I know it's probably going to get canceled.
I disagree. I think you're calling a pretty girl ugly because you just, you know, she's going away.
During the show, too, that when we're exploring Billy and after he escapes from the hospital, they have that flashback to him and Frank sitting talking about baseball and, you know, everything that went on with Russo's life to maybe how he got to the way he was in season one. Right. And, you know, finally gets to exact his revenge on his abuser. And we kind of see him kind of go through that trail of people when he's first escaped. I was hoping that there would be more remembering things. I was hoping that memory would kind of flash back and we get just kind of like what Brian said, that the Billy that we had earlier. And again, I know he's going to be jaded and he's going to be screwed up and it's not going to be 100%. I was really hoping, though, when he finally sees Frank and he sees that Punisher chest, right, and he sees that armor, I wanted something to just snap back into place in a way that would make it way more interesting rather than the real life thing that would happen, which is 100% true of a guy going, holy fuck, that's the thing of my nightmares, and having a breakdown, which is what would honestly happen.
Lost his shit.
Right. Yeah. And he went shut down. He had to cope with it. Like, that's exactly what would happen in the real world. I didn't want that. I wanted him to go fucking bananas. I wanted them to go fisticuffs. I wanted the interaction right there on the street. I wanted shit to go down.
Grabbed a street sweeper and started firing.
Right. I didn't want a gunfight. I wanted fisticuffs.
Dude,
I wanted those two to go beat the shit out of each other.
Don't do fisticuffs first. That's not the way they're wired. They're soldiers. They use the weapons at their disposal. Like, I don't understand how this is a thing.
No. I agree. That's what they do. Again, I'm saying I didn't want the logical approach. I didn't want that. I wanted the melodramatic approach for once. I wanted to fight in the carousel again.
How is Frank
going
to clear the space between him and Billy without one of the other six guys or the sniper shooting him down?
What I just said, I don't want the logical approach. I don't want the logical.
That's the great thing about the show is that they put a completely impractical war zone in the middle of a New York street with logic. Like, the brilliance of those shootouts and fight scenes, it outshines any of the shortcomings in the bullshit.
I don't know if it outshines it, but it's definitely a huge spotlight for it. I do agree. The action was great. I just wanted more. I didn't care about the Pilgrim character at all. I thought
he was great.
I thought he was cool. I just didn't care.
Why?
It wasn't a compelling. I just didn't care. It was too. There was too many other factors. There was too many other conflicts in there. I feel like we're just shoehorning.
He was a man who feels rescued and indebted to people.
Yeah.
And so he's doing their bidding blindly.
Right.
While losing his wife and potentially his children and his life
and his faith. Right. Yeah.
And finds a very unlikely ally in a man who's experienced basically the same shit.
Absolutely. Great season three.
I kind of hate you.
Right? I would have loved that story if that was the sole focus. I would watch 13 episodes of that right now.
I mean, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. I don't think you can stretch that story out that
But
far.
I think this goes back to the main issue with a lot of these series, Netflix in general, is that this did not need to be 13 episodes.
Yeah.
You could have truncated this in 8 to 10 episodes, mm-hmm. and it would have been perfect.
Yeah, I really would have been
happy
with that.
Because you had to fill all sorts of time, 4 hours of time, essentially, with bullshit, we get bored and we get detached from the characters and we don't care about the characters. I didn't care about Pilgrim either. And especially since he disappears for 2 episodes and then he comes back and then he disappears again and then like, he goes on a bender, and then, like, meanwhile, I'm trying to still wrestle with the fact that the Billy storyline is still going on, and I'm like, I kind of want to see what's going on with that. There was two completely separate storylines going on for 95% of the show. This was two seasons in one. Separate these two things, and I would have cared more. That's the problem.
Yeah, like with Jessica
you
Jones.
You do two more seasons of like 8-9 episodes a piece. Solid stories.
How?
What do you mean how?
How are they going to do that? Show's going away.
Well, yeah, but what we're saying is...
Yeah, but what we're saying is...
You get it wrapped up in a nice little bow. Like, I don't understand how you can't be happy about it.
Because we didn't need Pilgrim. I would have been fine if it was just the Billy stuff.
You just wrap up the Billy storyline.
Just the Pilgrim stuff and not the Billy stuff. If you would have picked one of those and stayed with it the entire time instead of remember, like, I had to rewind a few episodes to do the previously ons because I was, where do we leave off? I'm so confused. Why is this character, like, where is this character?
These dudes are ridiculous.
I guess here's the other problem. Here's the other part, too. We watch this very different ways. You watched this within the span of a few days, right?
Yeah.
This took me 2 weeks. And that's the time I have allotted for this, right? At 8 o'clock to midnight is
dude,
when I can watch the show.
I could not.
I don't know if that has a ton to do with it. I watched the first half.
I'll speak for myself.
In one day.
For me, it has a lot to do with how I was able to watch the show. I couldn't binge it. I could do two episodes, maybe three if I pushed it and stayed up late, a pop. So I had to do this in smaller chunks. And that's my life. That's how I watch all the shows that I watch. When I binge watch something, it's if it's an hour long, it's 2 to 3 episodes a night, and that's as much as I can get in.
If it's good, I'll lose sleep.
Sure. I mean, I don't have the job that affords me that, so I can't do that. So maybe for me, it had to do with the fact that I couldn't watch it all straight, and I had time between these episodes, and unfortunately, it didn't stay with me. I didn't remember what had happened. And I don't do that for many other series. I'm usually really good at blindfold, remember what happened and explain it to somebody else. But I had to watch the previously on several times, even when I was binging. I got 3 episodes. I had to go back to the previously on to kind of understand what did I really just watch? Because there were some episodes that were great, like the bank robbery, like ended and then just picked up on the next episode. That was great. What a way to carry me from episode to episode and really
I didn't feel guide like me that through. At all. That's so weird.
Yeah, I don't know what it was about this season, but I think it missed the mark for me. And that's for me. I know for you and for other people I talked to, there's a guy at work I talked to who freaking loved it. But for me, it was not the way I wanted this to be delivered. It was too scattered for me, and I just couldn't grab onto these characters, and I wanted to. I really did. I continued to watch it. Like I really got to express the fact that I wanted to quit very early, and decided no, I really need to give this the shot it deserves. I need to give this my attention. I put away my phone, put away the laptop. I'm just gonna watch The Punisher. I could not sink my teeth into the season. So for me, I'm gonna say it's a pass. I'm sorry, I got a D on my report card. You can get the diploma. Maybe you can pull out that third season because I technically watched it, but
I wouldn't go that far.
I would say D.
Boo,
Brian. Final thoughts.
Oh, am I supposed to give a letter grade now?
You don't have to. That was just me. You do you.
I mean, I like a lot of it. But to your point, like. Only characters I was truly connected to were the characters that carried over from last season. Any new character that they introduced, I really didn't connect at all. And
there
probably
two
because
characters. You didn't connect with two characters.
Three.
Who's the third?
Amy, Dr. Pilgrim, Riggs. And the Doctor.
Okay, fair enough. Three.
Yeah.
And the scattered way of telling the story took me out of it for a lot of it. And the things that they did with Billy, I didn't really care for the first 6 episodes.
So grade it.
So, C. I'll give it a C. I mean, hey, it's worth a watch for being a fan of the show and a fan of the character. I am not screaming from the hilltops to watch this season like I was with Daredevil season 3.
Well, I mean, frankly, Daredevil season 3 is a clear A. Like it's
right.
It's a clear
right.
A. And for me, this is a B. I like it better than Daredevil season 2. If I'm taking Punisher seasons 1 and 2 and stacking them up against all 3 seasons of Daredevil, I'd give me Punisher seasons 1 and 2.
Mm.
That's where I'm at with it's about the character. But it's always been, I mean, I read Punisher books. I wasn't that way with Daredevil. So give me the Punisher. And this was the best portrayal of the Punisher I think any of us has ever seen.
Oh, I 100% agree with you that John Bernthal is the Punisher. He is Frank Castle. I agree with you 100% on that. We can all agree on that one. That he did a great job. John Bernthal was fantastic. Yeah. So, all right. Here's what I'll ask for you, listener. If you did like this season, right? And obviously Brian and I struggled with it. me, I welcome any advice or any thoughts you think I need to bring into a second viewing. I'll give this another shot. If you ask me to, patrons, I will give the show another shot. Give me a little guidance. Maybe help me out with what I need to do in order to watch this show again. So you know how to reach me. Let me know, and I will definitely take that into consideration.
I have the first appearance of the Punisher. I'm just trying to prove my fandom. I wanted to love this show this season. I really did. But yes, this is the first appearance of the Punisher. It usually hangs on my wall. I need to get a new frame for it.
For the audio listener, I'm seeing it in a bag. Right? Bagged and board?
Bagged and boarded.
It's not boarded because it's normally framed. I don't need to board it if it's in a frame.
Of the first appearance of the Punisher. Amazing Spider-Man 129?
You are correct, sir.
Ooh. Hoorah. Thank you, patrons, again, for your continued support. I'm glad that you, I hope that you, I should say, appreciate our coverage of Punisher Season 2. Continue to listen and support the show, and we will see you on the next one.
Well, welcome to the club, because you are that kind of nerd.